As a young statesman, Thomas Jefferson was known less for his public speaking than for his powerful written words. When Jefferson's first draft of the Declaration of Independence was completed, Richard Henry Lee, the man who originally proposed it, said, "The thing in its nature is so good that no cookery can spoil the dish for the palates of free men." As Secretary of State under George Washington, Jefferson often collided with Alexander Hamilton, the Secretary of Treasury. Their disagreements on the role and strength of federal government would set the tone of party politics for years to come. In 1796, John Adams was elected president and Jefferson vice president. It was the only time when a president and vice president were not of the same party. Although friends at the time, eventually their relationship broke over politics. The election of 1800 brought Jefferson into the new White House, the first president to occupy it full term. With Dolly Madison, the wife of his trusted friend and Secretary of State, serving as hostess, the White House became a symbol of elegance and style. Jefferson's two terms were highlighted by important events and accomplishments, including the Barbary War, the purchase of the Louisiana Territory and subsequent Lewis and Clark expedition, the ban on importation of slaves, and the treason trial of Aaron Burr, Jefferson's former vice president. Leaving office after two terms, the Sage of Monticello pursued the many interests he had set aside. With their friendship renewed, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the same day, July 4, 1826. Jefferson wrote his own epitaph. It referred to his accomplishments, but made no mention of his presidency.